Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 4, 2016, message number 305, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill number 21, State Public Purpose Investments Revisions, by the vote indicated. Ayes 53, noes 4, excused 3. Message number 306, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on House Bill number 51, Local Government Distributions, by the vote indicated. Ayes 43, noes 12, excused 5. Message number 308, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on Senate file number 3, Permissive Preference for Veterans in Private Employment, by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. Message number 307, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on Senate file number 40, Abandoned Mine Land Funds. By the vote indicated, ayes 53, excused 7. Message number 304, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill number 19, Statewide Student Assessment, by the vote indicated. Ayes 44, noes 12, excused 4.
We have signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act number 60.
Senate Enrolled Act number 60, being original Senate file number 42, an act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 60, being original Senate file number 42. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 61.
Senate Enrolled Act number 61, being original Senate file number 65, an act relating to patent infringement.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 61, being original Senate file 65. I so sign. No more trolls. No more trolls. We got everybody here? Now we do. All right. I'll tell you, before we get started on these messages, if we all bow our heads for a moment, everyone knows that Senator Landon lost his mother last night, and if we just take this moment of silence to think about our friend and his family. Amen. House Bill 51. Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to House Bill 51?
I am, Mr. President.
Will the reading clerk please read in the message?
Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 51, Local Government Distributions, reference Senate Message Number 258, signed by Representatives Harshman, Greer, and Madden, and Senators Ross, Bebout, and Perkins.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move a Joint Conference Committee report Reference Senate Message Number 258, House Bill 51, Local Government Distributions. You have in front of you, you should have the Joint Conference Committee report. You also would have a handout that has three columns for your edification. Mr. President, what I'm going to do is just talk globally a little bit about where we ended up, and then I'm going to yield the floor to the minority floor leader to kind of walk you through this a little bit more. The as you recall, members of the Senate, when the bill got to us in the House from the Senate, the bill on third reading got an amendment put on it called the Madden Matrix, and it incorporated a new funding model based on that matrix for counties and for cities and towns. The counties were in complete agreement with regards to the Madden model, and when we dealt with it over here, we kept that in because there was concurrence on that model. For the first two readings on the Senate side, we kept, as Senate JAC, or Senate Appropriations, we kept the current funding model for cities and towns, because there was no unanimity amongst the cities as to a funding model. What happened then was that we made an effort on third reading to go to make an effort to compromise with the House, and as you recall, all we really dealt with, we kept, of course, the $105 million, which is split, of course, between the counties and the cities and towns. And with regards to the cities and towns, we peeled off 10% of the money that's going to cities and towns for hardship for those communities that were below the median or at 50%. That went over, of course, back to the House. They did not accept that. And we tried mightily for a long time to get this done. It ultimately involved leadership and the committee, the conference committee, to ultimately come to a conclusion, and we reached that about 6:30 last night, I think. So in essence, what this compromise does, it, rather than peeling off 10%, we peel off 5%, and for hardship, and it's for the lowest quartile of those communities that are affected the greatest, those communities that in essence don't have the capacity to even raise any more money. They have all generally utilized every penny tax that they can and everything else, and this is critical to their budgets. So the other thing we did, because we know that we're having this downturn in our economy, certain communities, for instance, one up in Campbell County and, of course, Casper in Natrona County, where they're seeing huge declines in their sales tax revenues and their assessed valuation, that we sped up the years for which we would use as the basis to calculate this. And so it's now the most recent fully completed fiscal year. So, for instance, in right now we're using 2015 for 2016, and then for 2017 they would use the year 2016. And so that's basically the compromise. And I yield the floor to the minority floor leader,
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Mr. President, the Chairman of Appropriations did an excellent job of going through all the points, even at a detailed level. I think one thing that might not be clear that I'll talk to before I walk through the amendment or the Joint Conference report, I should say, is that there's going to be two distributions under this for a cash flow purpose. You've got one distribution that will be in January 15th, another distribution that will be in August 15th. Those are equally apportioned, and they're calculated the previous year based, as the chairman said, on the previous fiscal year's taxes, so that way it's more up to date, and there'll be two distributions a year instead of one for state cash flow purposes. But, Mr. President, looking at the Joint Conference Committee report, the language parallels very well what left the Senate as far as the hardship amendment. So you'll see that a lot of that language is still intact, but changed to get to the quartile concept rather than the median, and then 5% is what you'll see rather than 10%. But if you're looking at the first page of it, the first two changes on page 2 just go into the addition of this hardship concept to the existing language, where in each of those two cases, 5% will be carved out of the initial amount. So for 1 year, that initial amount's around $34 million. So the 5% then is a $1.7 million carve-out that's going to go to that hardship fund. The page 3, lines 1 and 2 that you see, talks about that half distribution in two different payments, January 15th and August 15th, when this is being paid out. On to the next page, that's conforming language talking about biennium and odd years versus the attributable to fiscal year 2015 for distributions under this paragraph during fiscal year 2017, and you can see 2016 for 18. So that's basically indicating that for the distributions, you'll have the most recent complete fiscal tax year data available, so that if there are significant changes in terms of the distributions that should be going to a community, that will be updated more quickly to recognize that change. Page 6, after line 11, the insertion there is going specifically to the hardship calculation formula. And this language is nearly identical with some tweaks to the hardship formula that left here. But recall, the hardship formula that we passed on third reading, amendment number 6, was a 10% distribution below the median to all individuals, moving them towards the median on a prorated basis. This is now restructured so that it's a 5% distribution, $1.7 million instead of $3.4 million per year, that is distributed to the bottom quartile, moving it towards what that bottom quartile number would be. So it works exactly the same way in its parallel language, but it's how far down the list do you go before you get the hardship. One of the key points here, Mr. President, is that it's still smooth. There are no cliff effects. All of those concerns that we had with the previous distribution formula about leapfrogging somebody who's higher up on the list, receiving a disproportionate distribution, anything along those lines, cannot take place under this mathematical formula either. It's just that you're pushing up the ones at the bottom, and they cannot exceed that bottom quartile. So they will always remain in the bottom quartile, regardless of where their starting position is under this formula. The rest of that, Mr. President, is conforming language, and you can see that the calculation then is parallel to what we had previously. Under the following page, again, we have conforming language talking about the frequency of the distribution and the fact that you have two distributions in a year, August 15th and January 15th. Conforming language at the bottom, which is talking about the fiscal year calculations of the taxes. And, Mr. President, that's basically it. You also have some data sheets that show you what the outcome of this new distribution hardship formula is relative to the one that left the Senate, which is your column number 2, and the one that left the House, which is your column number 1, the Pierre Madden distribution. So everybody has the data for all of the municipalities around the state. Nothing has changed on the county distribution. You'll recall that the House adopted the Madden formula for county distributions. The Senate adopted the Madden formula for county distributions. Therefore, that is maintained even after the Joint Conference report. Mr. President, that's the report. I would urge the body to support it. I think it was a good compromise. A lot of work went into it. Hopefully this is satisfactory to the body. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Questions? If they're not, Senator Kinski.
I would wonder, I'm curious as to the provision for cities and towns that the calculation will be based on the most recent fiscal year applies to the calculations for the counties as well. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Ross.
Thank you. The answer is no. We didn't change county at all. Good.
Further discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report to House Bill 51. And you've been asked to vote aye. It is the subject of Senate message number 258. Roll call.
Anderson? Anderson? Anderson?
No.
No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout? Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen? Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
No.
No. Kraft?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel? No. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert? No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Driscoll, aye to no. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 18 aye, 11 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, the Senate has adopted Joint Conference Committee report to House Bill 51 as reflected in Senate message number 258. Folks, while we're waiting for the next message to come up, the Management Council is not going to meet today. We'll meet Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. Chairman can call in if they're not here. We anticipate there will be people that need to attend by phone, but the House is now going through their budgets. It could be very late, so Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. And those that cannot attend are welcome to do by telephone. Senator Burns, are you ready with respect to House Bill 21?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Number 2 report on House Bill Number 21, State Public Purpose Investment Provisions, reference Senate Message Number 201, signed by Representatives Miller and Madden, Senators Burns, Hastert, and Wasserberger.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee report the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 21, State Public Purpose Investment Revisions, and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, last time we had a Joint Conference Committee report here on this bill, we were going to preserve the guarantee program for local government bonds and get rid of the deferred property tax program. This body rejected that, so in favor of the deferred property tax program. So that's exactly what we did. The second Joint Conference Committee went back and met, and we now will get rid of the guarantee program for local government bonds and keep the state investment in deferred property tax program. I hope the body votes aye on this. If you don't, I give up.
If you don't, you don't get rid of nothing. All right. The motion was to adopt Joint Conference Committee report to House Bill 21. You've been asked to vote aye. It's the subject of Senate message number 201. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert? Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Roth?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platen?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye.
Hicks, no to aye.
Hicks, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report, House Bill 21, being reflected in Senate message number 201. Senator Coe, are you ready with respect to House Bill 19?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on House Bill Number 19, Statewide Student Assessment, reference Senate Message Number 273, signed by Representatives Northrop, Harshman, and Summers, Senators Coe and Dockstader.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, move Joint Conference Committee report, message 273 on House Bill 19. This is the statewide student assessment bill. And what we did, Mr. President, is we kind of had our way with the House ultimately on the primary thing that we were in disagreement on. That was putting the Select Committee on Accountability back in with the appropriations. We did that. Was not that easy, but we got it done, and I think it's a vital part of what we're doing in accountability. We did delete two Senate amendments. That was the Cole Amendment. That was the second reading amendment. Number 2 was a cross-reference to Senate File 32. We didn't need that. And we adopted, you'll see, second reading amendment number 1, the B-ballot amendment, where he deletes the language to the extent practical. I will tell the body that there's one part of it that we ended up adopting that was talked about a lot in the conference committee, had to do with the Harshman Amendment from the other side, which we ended up adopting in the conference committee report. That's where we keep the ACT as a measurement of achievement, growth, and equity. And to be honest with the Senate, it kind of goes against the recommendations of the task force, but ultimately we decided that we could work it out, particularly in the interim, and at the end of the day, maybe get to the same position. So that was somewhat controversial, but we did bend over on that one a little bit. So with that, Mr. President, I would urge that you adopt the conference committee report on House Bill 19 and ask for an aye vote.
Henry, everybody
recall. Any further discussion? The motion is to adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 19, as reflected in Senate Message Number 273, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Roth?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platen?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report to House Bill 19 as reflected in Senate Message Number 273. Let's see. We have a couple of retirement recognitions. Senator Johnson, will you please come forward? Senator Johnson was first elected in 1992 to the House of Representatives, served from 93 to 2005. He's been in Senate District 6 until his retirement in 2016. Throughout the year, Senator Johnson has served on many committees, most notably the chairman of the House Transportation and Highway Committee for 6 years. When he joined the Senate Ag, State and Public Lands and Water Resource Committee, he was a city slicker. I think he's still a city slicker, but quickly became a good old country boy. Whereas prior to service as a legislator, he was a state librarian and is the only retired librarian we know of that doesn't wear horn-rimmed glasses. Senator Johnson is an active member of the Cheyenne community, volunteering in Cheyenne Rotary Club, Cheyenne Frontier Days, Cheyenne Leeds, the Masonic Order, and the American Legion. And whereas air and salt to the sea call Wayne back to his days as the United States Coast Guard, we pray the future finds him well and his wife on the deck of a cruise ship. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the State of Wyoming Legislature, that the members of the Wyoming Legislature sincerely thank Senator Johnson for his dedicated service to the State of Wyoming, that after 23 years of serving the legislative branch of government, he enjoyed many years of leisure and productivity to the extent he provided to the citizens of Wyoming. Finally, that the resolution be transmitted to Senator Johnson so that he may know the very significant impact that he's had on Wyoming's legislative branch of government, and that he may feel pride in his legacy in the public service of the Wyoming Legislature. Senator Johnson, it's been a pleasure to serve with you for most of those years, and you have a great time in your retirement. You want to give a few words before you bow out?
Well, yes.
Go ahead. You're on. Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for this. It'll be framed and right next to the plaque in my man cave where I can enjoy it as long as I'm around. It's been a very interesting 24 years. I had a lot more hair when I started, and I probably was a lot thinner, but 12 years in the House and 12 years here, it's time somebody else comes in and enjoys themselves. And I'm going to be fascinated with the election and the campaign, because you all know as well as I do, when there's no incumbent, that's when it's fun. So, what do you say? What do you say? You know, what's the old saying about when you're in the chute on the bucking horse? Settle deep and something like that. But it's been one hell of a ride. Thank you very much.
Next one, Senator Geis, you could stay there. I'll come bring it over to you. We'll let your mic over there. A joint resolution providing recognition to Senator Gerald E. Geis's dedication to the Wyoming Legislature in celebration of his 70 years of service, 35 years of service in the state of Wyoming, and expressing the deepest appreciation of the Wyoming Legislature's contributions to the institution. Be it resolved by the 63rd Legislature of the State of Wyoming. Whereas Senator Geis was first elected in 1975 to the Wyoming Senate and served from 1975 to 1986 and was reelected in 1993 and will continue to serve until his retirement in 2016. He served as Senate Vice President from 1981 through 1982, Senate Majority Floor Leader from 1983 to 1984, and Senate President from 1985 to 1986. And whereas, in his tenure, Senator Geis has served on many committees. Most notably, he was the chairman of the Senate Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources Committee for 19 years, the chairman of the Select Water Committee for 4 years, the chairman of the Senate Revenue Committee for 4 years, and chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee for 2 years, and the chairman for the Senate Rules and Procedures Committee for 2 years. Whereas he has been a fierce advocate for Wyoming's water and is known as the Water Guru, committing to memory the name of every stream, dam, and creek in the state of Wyoming. That's a burden. Whereas during years of service, he sponsored a variety of legislation. Some highlights include stock water permits, cruelty to animals, game animal damages, state grass, Wyoming Beef Council refund, water rights penalties, Office of Water Programs, importation of bees. Oh, that's where they came. And game damage licenses. And whereas Senator Geis is known to be gracious and courteous to all state agencies and the public that come to speak at committee meetings, he always gives everyone a chance to speak, even if the topics are contentious. He has faith in the legislative system and believes in the process. And whereas, prior to his career as legislator, he was a truck driver for 54 years. His dad started Geis Trucking in 1944. He has spent many hours in the road. His favorite load is to transport sheep. Now, therefore, be resolved by the state of Wyoming legislature that the members of the Wyoming legislature sincerely thank Senator Geis for his dedicated service to the state of Wyoming, that after 35 years of serving the legislative branch of government, he enjoyed years of leisure and productivity to the extent that he provided the citizens of Wyoming. Whereas we resolve that this resolution be transmitted to Senator Geis so that he may know the significant impact that he's had on Wyoming's legislative branch of government, and that he may feel pride in his legacy of public service to the state of Wyoming. Senator Geis, it's been an honor to serve with you. I think it's true for Senator Johnson as well, or it is true with, and we've enjoyed your participation all these years.
Well, you know, I'm a man of few words. I did serve under 5 governors in my tenure.
You wore them all out.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to thank the staff because they were the ones that made me look good. I'm just the PR guy, the staff behind the scenes that nobody sees, but I see them, and I appreciate everything they did for me. With the rest of you, I've enjoyed serving with any of you. I've never got mad at any of you. Well, maybe once or twice. When I was on Chairman Ag, I got to train a lot of legislators. They'd send them down there for the first 2 years for I'd have to tell them they couldn't piddle on some of those bills when they're in committee.
We call that an indoctrination.
Oh, okay. But I want to thank all my legislators over the years. They've all been good, and they all mean well, and we all love Wyoming. Thank you.
Thank you. He'll keep running till his hair is gone. Senate Enrolled Act Number 62, Signing of Enrolled Acts.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 62 being original Senate File Number 40, an act relating to abandoned mine land funds.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 62, being original Senate file number 40. I so sign. Senate Enrolled Act number 63.
Senate Enrolled Act number 63, being original Senate file number 3, an act relating to veterans.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 63, being original Senate file number 3. I have so signed. Does that clear the desk? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk, but we do have one more bill floating through the system.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand in recess to the sound of the gavel at 5:30. Let's say 5:15.
5:15. We might be able to get here earlier.
Charlie.
Oh, that's the message on the bill. Okay, you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand. At ease until the sound of the gavel about 5:15.